Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Open House here at Community Media. I'm Raymond Galker, and this show is it's a great time. Mark Worley and I, we got a chance to come to Gettysburg and spend time with Al Moyer at the rec park. So, Al, what is your position here?
Ramey, I am the executive director of the Gettysburg Area Recreation Authority. Sometimes when people hear the word authority in that title, they're not sure. It causes a little confusion. For most people in the whole Gettysburg area, and I would say most of Adams County, we are the rec park, the Gettysburg Rec Park.
Yes. And, here we are with Al. And this is really a special opportunity for Community Media because we're about community. And we've been challenged to go out and document what makes our community great, a great place to live. And how the rec park and what you do here is a real key element to having a strong, vibrant, and thriving community. Because you provide experiences for our youth through connecting with our adults to learn valuable life lessons.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, this is only my fifth month out here at the rec park. My kids and my grandkids benefited from a lot of the programs out here, from the youth sports and the playgrounds out here, the dog park for our pets and so on, and much, much more. But what really motivated me to take on an encore career and do something that had a lot of purpose to it is just that it's just a wonderful community treasure, and it has so much to offer. And we've been, full disclosure, my feeling is we've been a little bit status quo for a while, and certainly the pandemic set everybody back a little bit. But we're looking at revitalizing this 52-acre community treasure. And with the help of a passionate group of seven directors out here, and hopefully myself as a resource, I feel like we're moving in a good direction. And we are revitalizing the park. And I have a number of highlights to share with you whenever that's time to do that.
I would like you to share them now. I mean, what is your vision?
Gotcha. Ramey and Mark, I just can't, on behalf of our directors and the Gettysburg Rec Park and myself, a big thank you for giving us some time with Community Media. But just to highlight a few things, we traditionally have always had youth baseball and football, softball, cheerleading out here, and we continue to grow and evolve in that area. We now have the Gettysburg Youth Soccer Club. We have club soccer coming out here. We also have something that that my predecessor set up. We have 100 reservations, a little over 100 reservations from a group called World Classrooms. And these are students, secondary students, middle and high school students coming from the Midwest out here to visit the historical places at Washington, D.C. and Gettysburg. And then while they're here in our pavilions and our assembly hall, they are going to have some lectures and some learning opportunities, as well as some relaxation and lunchtime out here and just some general time relaxing here in the rec park. So I was saying, we have over 100 reservations in that regard. We also have 6 weeks of a program called Collaborating for Youth. These 6 weeks, what makes it so special, these are for elementary and lower middle school kids, absolutely free of charge, from 9 a.m. till mid-afternoon. More information will be coming out that sooner as it gets closer to the time, starting in June. But we have 6 weeks of summer camp that will focus on literacy issues, on math issues, and on STEM activities, which I think will be great, in addition to some of the physical activity that they'll get here on the playgrounds and in the ball fields and the rec park and so on. But the best part of that is that they receive grants to conduct those summer camps, and it's free of charge. So I think most parents understand right now, any day camp, or especially if it's an overnight camp, and especially when I was a younger kid, there's no way we could have afforded to do anything like that. So to have 6 weeks of camp that's free of charge over the summer, and it's going to be a healthy academic component along with a physical component, I think is really cool. We have the farmers market coming back here again. This will be the third year for the farmers market. They have 28 Saturdays. Well, they'll be here from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. starting in April, and that has really grown. The site committee and Reza, their director, they're a dynamic group, and I believe they have somewhere between 45 and 50 vendors that'll be out here right in the front of the Charlie Sterner building here in our parking lot area. We have our traditional July 4th event out here that'll be with the fireworks and some music and a lot of bouncy houses and things like that. We also have at the south end, we have a lady that passed away recently that was very involved with green space and sustainability. The borough and this green space committee will be putting in shrubs and about 30 trees out at the south end near our dog park, where I think that's going to really beautify that whole area there at the south end. As I was sharing earlier, we're just celebrating today that we had a foundation that matched a green space grant that we had applied for, and we're putting in a new playground here in the north end of the campus. It's about a $40,000 playground that is being taken care of through a foundation as well as an Adams County Green Space grant. So we're really excited about installing that. The nice thing about that, in addition to the swings, there's a couple of apparatus there that will accommodate young people with physical disabilities. So we're especially happy to see that come. We also have, and this doesn't get a lot of, I think it's a best kept secret around, we have a skate park where we replaced an old tennis court from 16 years ago, but we have a skate park that's probably second to none in the South Central region here. There's some things that we need to do with that to improve it, but I would just say it's a wonderful activity. And we have kids that are coming out here in January and February, and it's as cold as it is. But if they come and they ask me, I'm going to open it up for them. And then we also have a bicycle pump track that's right near that area. In addition to our amphitheater, we are looking at, along with a partnership with the Gettysburg Connection and Chuck Stanger, we are looking at producing a music festival over the Memorial Day weekend. I believe that's May 24th with a rain date of May 25th. Don't hold me to those dates, but I'm pretty sure that's the area. The other thing I would just like to say, beyond all these activities that are happening out here, I am the only full-time person out here, and I have five part-time people that help us out with some administrative secretarial duties, as well as the buildings and grounds. And I would just say, frankly, we're trying to do a lot less of outsourcing some of our repair work and our cleaning services with our mowers and our tractors and the ball field upkeep and so on. But we have a great staff that they treat this park like it's their own house and their own property, which is fantastic. But we really could use some partnerships, and frankly, we could use some help. For example, I could give many examples, but I'll give you just a couple. On our baseball fields, where we have lights that are four decades old, they're 40 years old, and they really need to be. Some of those areas need to be replaced and repaired, and they've taken a beating from some of the weather over the years, and so we could really use some help. in the electrical area and with improving our stadium lighting and whatnot, our parking lots, as you look at these parking lots right through the windows that we're looking through here, we really would love to have those repaved and some of our bathrooms upgraded a little bit. So there's an awful lot of opportunity, I think, for the community, if they were interested in doing something really worthwhile, to give this place a little bit better curb appeal with some of those projects that we have going. It's a little bit like whack-a-mole because there's so many things that are going on here simultaneously. So this list isn't all inclusive, but it's a smattering of some of the highlights that are happening out here, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, some of you may know Al Moyer. If this is your first time experiencing the energy and the love for our community, you can appreciate how lucky we are as a community to have Al in this position. And Al's history of serving our community, that's his history. You were an educator. You were at Bermudian Springs. You're a basketball coach, you were a football coach. Give us an idea of your background now.
Yeah, so very quickly, 36 years in public education. I was very happy being a high school business education teacher and a basketball coach. But along the way, and I hope this doesn't sound arrogant, there were things that were happening within the school systems that I thought, you know what, rather than complain, if you feel you can do it better, then step up and do it better. So I went over to the dark side of school administration, started out as an assistant principal at Bermudian Springs, a principal then at Southwestern Middle School for 15 years, also coaching along the way, and then earned my doctoral degree and went into district administration, assistant superintendent at Shippensburg for a couple of years, and then I was superintendent of schools at Hanover Public, and then also at South Middleton School District, Boiling Springs. That was the only lateral move I made from superintendent to another superintendent. If anyone's familiar with the superintendency, unfortunately, that job it's become a little more political than I would like or whatever. But after 36 years, I retired, and in my first Encore career, I accepted a higher ed position at McDaniel College, a half-time professor, half-time administrator in charge of the Ed Leadership Program. I still teach adjunct for them, the last course before these teachers go out to do internships that are interested in being school principals, which is pretty rewarding. And then when the pandemic hit, our new dean wanted our graduate program to go 100% virtual. I am much more of a face-to-face or a hybrid instructional delivery. I'm not a 100% virtual person, but I am teaching one course for them each semester before these graduate students go out to be interns and work on their final certification. So I'm still doing that. So then after two knee replacements and shoulder surgery and being on the shelf for a couple of years, I decided I needed to do something that was more purposeful. And I just, when this opened up and I threw my hat in the ring, I thought, well, this is kind of a long shot. Obviously, at age 65, I'm not here for the long haul. But I hope for a few years while I am here, I can maybe help give this place a shot in the arm, partnering with the directors that are out here and some of our community people. And again, we're already seeing a lot of good things happening, and the directors have been terrific. I'm still also on the school board here in Gettysburg. You might think I might need a mental health assessment being on the school board these days. And then I'm also on the board at the York Adams Community Tennis and Pickleball Association, the beautiful building there behind the middle school at Southwestern School District, where I was the middle school principal. My brother and I, along the way, we played a lot of basketball and tennis growing up, and we're still pretty involved with the tennis circles. And my brother retired, and he's teaching pickleball and and tennis both. So that's pretty much where I come from. And I did feel like with my kids and grandkids really benefiting from this community treasure, it was a real opportunity to work with the directors here and partner with them and see what we can do to really maybe revitalize this campus a little bit. That's probably more than you cared to know.
No. Because, you know, what makes our community great is that we have individuals like Al who are running our community benefit organizations, our nonprofit organizations, organizations that we as a community become a better place. I mean, the people like yourself are highly qualified and have the love for the community at heart. What a great opportunity we have to get behind Al and this organization to make this treasure polished and shining. What you get from coming here not only is an opportunity for you or your children to fulfill their potential, find out what their potential is, but to connect. And connecting in the community is important for our community growth. What is your vision here, Al? I mean, you're doing a lot of great things, but what is your vision?
Ramey, I would tell you, this 52-acre community treasure located right here in the borough of Gettysburg, We get an awful lot of support from Charles Gable, our borough manager, and from David Blocker, our Cumberland Township manager. They've been terrific, and their recreation committees and so on. But as I was mentioning before, the park here has been somewhat status quo for a while, and I just think along with the directors of our authority here and myself, there's a vision that we could be so much more. So what's going to be happening very soon this spring, this place is going to be, it's going to be the hotspot of Gettysburg with the farmers market, the summer camps, the youth soccer, the youth baseball, the world classrooms. I mean, it's going to be rocking and rolling out here at the rec park. We would like then, and again, I've been beating the streets. I've been going to local municipalities, and I've been going to service organizations. And the ones that have been partnering with us, I want to make sure they understand how much we appreciate their help. So I've been thanking them. And at the same time, I've also been challenging groups, if at all possible, and I realize resources are limited, any help that we can get from our local municipalities, and I'll give you a quick example. I live in Strabane Township. We've asked our youth organizations when they register kids for baseball, football, soccer, and camps and whatnot, we would like to have an idea to develop some data. Where are they residing? Where are they coming from? So one example I'll give you, and I think this is indicative of other municipalities, about 20% of the young people that are out here involved in the youth programs are from Strabane Township, but yet we have no partnership with them right now. And I realize these other municipalities, because of other grants that are offered by the state and the federal government, they are developing their own recreation areas, which is fantastic. But I would also say, in addition to what they're doing on their own, we would really appreciate them at least considering partnering with us and helping us provide some resources to help revitalize this campus. We have a beautiful amphitheater down there where we're hoping, again, to do a music festival. And on July 4th, we'll probably have 4,000 or 5,000 people here that will enjoy the fireworks and music and so on. And it just doesn't happen by accident. And again, we have a lot of groups that have been really, really good to us. Too many to mention here today. But we are looking for some additional help. And some of our old partners, you know, at Mount Joy, Strabane, Butler Township, and so on, would maybe join in with the borough and Cumberland Township and help us out a little bit. Would be greatly appreciated if they would consider that.
So this treasure can be enjoyed by people who are not from Gettysburg.
Oh.
This is open to people who are not from Cumberland Valley, Cumberland Township.
Ramey, I would just tell you, I know many friends and acquaintances from Littlestown, East Berlin, you know, all over, especially all over Adams County, but also even beyond that, from other counties that come and enjoy this area.
Can they? I'm sorry.
Can
they participate, like, in your sports? Can they join one of your sports teams if they're not from Gettysburg, or?
Each organization has their own bylaws and their own officers and so on. But I would just say, if interested, please contact me, and I will get them hooked up with the right people to talk to. And certainly, I think they would give it consideration. We are running some baseball tournaments here from a group from Franklin County. So even though they're not even in Adams County, we'll be hosting them.
Okay. Why is it important for our youth to have the opportunity that you're providing for them?
Well, Ramey, one of the things, again, with having two daughters, two son-in-laws, and six grandkids, that and grandkids, by the way, are incredible. I don't want seeing them in front of a screen all day. I don't want to see them, you know, playing video games all day. And I'm not saying that all of that is bad, but I think there needs to be a balance. And when they're out here on the playground, or I'm seeing them playing baseball or involved in youth soccer and things like that, and getting physical activity. And Ramey, we were just talking about how as we get older, it's kind of a combat sport to stay healthy. I just think developing those habits early on will pay big dividends down the road for kids that enjoy physical activity. And I think more and more of the research is showing for our own emotional, social, physical well-being, having a community resource like this where it makes it a fun to get physical activity and to watch your family involved in doing things out here, I just think that's priceless.
Yeah, a great way of the family connecting, great way for the community connecting, and it's physical. But there's also characteristics and values that people get from playing sports. I think one of the things that Lefty Beiser brought forth to us was the importance of being able to set goals. The skill for our young people to have a vision, have a plan, and then work that plan to reach that goal. Were you that type of person?
Well, Ramey, it's interesting that you would mention Lefty Beiser. As you're probably aware, we have the Beiser Exercise Trail that's out here. We have a mile-long walking and bicycle path that has physical activity at different stations. And that was donated, I believe, by the Beiser family and foundation after the boys were in their tragic accident that happened, you know, a long time ago and whatnot. Full disclosure, that's been it needs some revitalizing as well. Some of those exercise areas need to be revamped and improved on a little bit, and we're going to work on that a little bit at a time. But there's just a wonderful opportunity out here. So Lefty and his legacy is still very strong out here at the rec park.
What a generous, kind individual Lefty Beiser is, and has done so much for our community. But the neat thing is you're providing not only physical activities and opportunities for our youth, but through your partnership with other organizations in our community, you're offering our youth a chance to learn science skills.
Absolutely.
Skills of STEM, where not only do they learn those principles, they learn how to apply the principles, but how to cooperate and work together as a goal.
Yeah, absolutely, Ramey. And I would just say for any organizations out there, And again, I fully understand and appreciate that resources are limited. If you are interested in doing something that would have a really long-lasting impact to our community, and not just the youth, but also our middle age and senior citizens like ourselves, there's just so much out here on this campus to offer. You know, again, with the amphitheater, with the Beiser Trail, with the dog parks, and just generally, you know, just walking around and relaxing and just a nice, calm park environment. It's just really nice and quiet out here. Full disclosure, it's going to be busy real soon. And that was part of our vision to get a lot more, you know, presence, walking paths and traffic out here. And that's going to happen. But at the same time, I don't think we're going to lose that park atmosphere. That's been, I think, what a lot of people really treasure. And some of the local people that have been out here that use the park on a regular basis, they've stopped in and they have shared with some of our maintenance guys and myself how much they appreciate some of the improvements that they've been seeing.
I know you realize this. I know that a lot of you are active, and it's important to be active, and it's important to have a place in your community where you can go and connect with nature and other people. My family had the opportunity to come here and walk their pets, their dogs, and it's a great opportunity as you walk the path to see a ball game going on and parents there and relatives there and the excitement and our youth growing as individuals. And then no matter how busy this gets, there's a place where it's not, where you can find solitude. So, you know, what a treasure, and what a treasure you are, Al.
Oh, yeah.
We are very lucky that you have brought your energy and your love of people, especially young people. You've dedicated your life to the betterment of young individuals finding their purpose and developing their talents. And you're not satisfied sitting back. You're still doing it, Al. This is great.
Ray, well, you're being very kind. I was just at a school event this morning by the Future Farmers Association, and they have all of the groups at the school have a service component. So I've been hitting the high school and the college with all the groups that have service. Groups that come out and do some things. I recently had the Adams County Technical Institute executive director out here, and Dave Snyder, their trades instructor. Now they're doing a lot of work with Habitat for Humanity right now, but next fall they said they may have some discretionary time to help us out with some of our projects that are going out here. So and the Future Farmers Group, just what a delightful group of young people. And I would just say, you know. Sometimes baby boomers like us, maybe we get down a little bit on the younger generation and whatnot. But I got to tell you, if you actually take the time to engage with our young people, the people, even the people on the skate area or in the bicycle pump track or the ones that visit the park, or make the effort to go into the schools a little bit or go into some of the activities that are happening, you know, in the schools and the community, I think you'll start appreciation. You will really appreciate that our world's going to be in pretty good hands in the future. We've got a lot of very capable young people that are very capable of doing some good things. One of the things, and I know this is kind of a sidebar, and being an educator for four decades, if you followed any of our school board meetings and things like that, I'm a big proponent of criticizing 100% virtual learning. I do realize that, you know, some really highly motivated, intelligent young people, they're going to be pretty successful regardless of what they do. But this cyber learning, if it's 100%, My personal feeling is, for what it's worth, it's a substandard education. And I just think engaging with people face to face, like we're doing here today, there's a lot of value in that. And getting out and away from that computer screen and away from those videos and all those games and whatnot, not saying that's all bad, but balancing that out with some great physical activity and being a part, like you said, Ramey, all the things that come along with character development and culture of being part of a team that's working for a common goal, those kind of things you just can't replicate in front of a computer screen learning cyberly, virtually.
No, no. And as human beings, we were meant to be connected.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a thrill, there's a joy there that you cannot experience unless you're in a relationship where you're sharing your skills and someone else is sharing theirs, and you're both supporting each other to grow or just experience acceptance, respect, and laughter. Great opportunity. I know you're sitting back there. You need to be connected. This community needs you because you are a piece of our puzzle. Without you, we aren't all we can be as a community. And you know what? Adams County, York, South Central PA, we're a special group of people. And we're not complete unless you are giving your time, your intelligence. And this is a great opportunity to do that. If you have a skill in blacktopping, what a great way to donate your time, your energy. Make a deal. Make this place better because of you. If you're good at just talking to people, working with kids, if you are a director of a program, what a great place to provide that program to our community. So we can go on and on. I'm definitely know that you're going to bring in the community as you are, and this place is not ever going to be the same because of you and your team. Thanks so much for what you do. Thank you so much. Would you like to say anything to everybody before?
Well, Raymond and Mark, I just want to say a big thank you to you all for giving me this opportunity on behalf of our directors and on behalf of the borough and Cumberland Township. We just say a big thank you for the two of you taking your time out of your busy schedule to come and allow us this opportunity. And thank you so much for your kind words. I hope we can live up to those expectations, but we're going to try, that's for sure. And I just appreciate what the message you just gave to the community. Just come out and engage and communicate and contact me here at the Rec Park. And we are not hurting for ideas or projects. We have plenty of those to go around. What we don't have plenty of is manpower and resources. And if anybody out there can help us out in those areas, it is greatly appreciated. And on behalf of GARA and the whole Gettysburg community, thank you.
And just before we go, Dave Snyder from the Gettysburg School District, what a great program that he and the school district has put together.
Absolutely.
I mean, what a great individual. And Kathleen Pratt?
Yes.
Which is on the board?
She used to be on the board. She's not currently.
Okay, but I bet she'll be back.
I think she will be back. Yeah, she's terrific.
She's a terrific individual, and she's beginning to help us out at the station.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we're greatly appreciated of the opportunities that the Lord provides for us. And, if someone would like to get involved, Al, how can they do that?
Two ways. You could just call me at 717-334-2028. Because I have a lot of, we have mostly part-time people here, and I might be running around the campus, leave a message if I don't answer the phone. I'll try to answer the phone if I'm here for sure. And or email me at director@gettysburgrecpark.com. Director@gettysburgrecpark.com. thank you very much for allowing me to share that.
Thank you. Thanks for watching this segment of Open House. What a great place this rec park is. And I know that, you know, we're proud of it. And I know that if you live in Adams County, this is open to everyone, not just people in Gettysburg. So please get involved. And until we get a chance to spend some more time with someone almost as awesome as Al, you know, be healthy. And remember, you are precious. Okay.